Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Keeping the simple truth simple. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved." Acts 16:30-31. Two notorious outlaws in the prison at Philippi, locked in solitary confinement, singing hymns at midnight. Suddenly, without warning, a violent earthquake, every prisoner's chain loosed, every door opened. Imagine the dismay of the Philippian jailer. For a man in his position, the escape of even one prisoner meant certain death. Yet in his midnight moment of crisis, the jailer discovered someone who specializes in giving life. J. Wilbur Chapman provides this timely comment on the jailer's newfound life. Walk with J. Wilbur Chapman, an American clergyman who spent much of his time in the 1800s evangelizing. God makes it clear that there can be no real life until there is a step taken first of all by faith. To make it very clear, the best answer is the one given to the Philippian jailer. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. There is something very significant in the way the names of Jesus Christ are used. When he is called Lord, it is to emphasize his kingly office, his reigning power. And what can the meaning be but this when we are told to believe in him as Lord? We must reach the place where we are willing to let him rule and reign in our lives. Can you submit to this? He will never make a failure of it. Give him absolute control. Never take a step without his guidance. This is the secret of grace and joy. Today's New Testament reading is Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 40.
Once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. She followed Paul and the rest of us shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." And that moment, the spirit left her. When her owners realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrates and said, "These men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice." The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole household. When it was daylight, the magistrates sent their officers to the jailer with the order, "Release those men." The jailer told Paul, "The magistrates have ordered that you and Silas be released. Now you can leave. Go in peace. But Paul said to the officers, They beat us publicly, without a trial, even though we are Roman citizens, and threw us into prison. And now, do they want to get rid of us quietly? No. Let them come themselves and escort us out. The officers reported this to the magistrates, and when they heard that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens, they were alarmed. They came to appease them and escorted them from the prison, requesting them to leave the city. After Paul and Silas came out of the prison, they went to Lydia's house, where they met with the brothers and sisters and encouraged them. Then they left.
The Philippian jailer didn't need a lecture on theology. He just needed a simple one-sentence sermon. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved and your household. When the heart is prepared, the odds are good you won't need oratory or arguments to lead another to the Savior. So keep it short, clear, sincerely, and when the door swings ajar, be ready to enter.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.